Hello, everyone. This is Jay with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 32. Today's title is Not Ashamed to be Called Their God. This is the sixth and final podcast in our series on the Gospel of the Burning Bush. In our first podcast, Delivered from the Sword of Pharaoh, we explored how the burning bush is a symbol of how the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob delivered Moses throughout his life for the future work that God was preparing him for. In our second podcast, Plucked Out of the Fire, we had a look at the burning bush as a symbol of Yahweh's preservation of the nation of Israel. In our third podcast, Afflicted in All Their Affliction, we explored how the burning bush is a symbol of Yahweh's preservation of his people in all ages through his angels. Caught in a Thicket was the fourth podcast, where we explored how the bush is a symbol of the Father's salvation of his Son. In our fifth and most recent podcast, Tried with Fire, we explored how the burning bush is a symbol of Yahweh's power to preserve through purifying, or to destroy through consuming. And in this sixth and final podcast, Not Ashamed to be Called Their God, we are going to have a look at how the bush is a symbol of the fulfillment of Yahweh's covenants of promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we've entitled this podcast, Not Ashamed to be Called Their God. Well, that's actually a quotation from the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. Where it says that God is not ashamed to be called their God. And in particular, he's speaking about the fathers of the nation of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's amazing when we look at these three men and how it was that God has made covenants of promise to them. Because throughout history, these men have been viewed very differently. Even by the Jews themselves, the Jews back in Jesus' day, and a little bit before, viewed these men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as being essentially perfect people. People to whom repentance didn't belong because they had nothing to repent from. We can see that in one of the books that the Jews had written called The Prayer of Manasseh. That's an apocryphal book, and if you haven't read it, you probably don't have to waste your time in doing it. But it does let us know about what the Jews believed about the patriarchs. And that's where we find that many of them believe that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not have to repent, but that repentance was appointed only to sinners. But we know when we look at the lives of the patriarchs that they did, in fact, make mistakes. Abraham made mistakes. Isaac himself made mistakes. And Jacob made mistakes. All three men sinned. And we all do fall. But it was because of the experiences in these men's lives that despite their failures, despite their falling down, they were able to get back up again and to rise and grow into great heights of faith. And so as we read about these patriarchs, we actually read about their transformation. We read about how it was that they were taught to understand their God and why it was that God was not ashamed to have his name associated with their names and be called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, when you think about the life of Abraham, Abraham's life was one that spoke so eloquently about the reality of the resurrection from the dead. Just think about the life of Abraham. He was promised a land, and he was promised a seed. And so what God gave him to test him was he gave him a barren wife, and a barren land, and essentially asked Abraham if he still believed his words. There's a very important lesson here about trial. Sometimes the trials that we receive may feel all too personal, all too intimate, all too difficult for us to bear. But in truth, this is how God tries us. That's how He tests us to see whether or not we are really going to hang on to His words as tightly as we can when they are challenged. And so Abraham, despite the barrenness of Sarah's womb, and despite what the scripture calls the deadness of Sarah's womb, Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God. That's what we read in Romans chapter 4. It says in verse 18 that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Incredible words about Abraham's faith. The same man who had failed many times in his life, as Scripture records for us. But Abraham, in the deadness of his own body, with Sarah from the deadness of her own body, experienced a kind of resurrection, where they were strengthened, they were quickened, they were made alive in their bodies so that they might conceive a child, the child of promise, Isaac, who pointed forward to that great seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will eventually inherit the land of promise, because it was promised to him as well, and all those who trust in him. Well, that's just an example from the life of Abraham. How does this tie into the burning bush? Well, we have to go to Luke chapter 20 to see how this all ties into the burning bush, because the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that at the bush, a very important principle was taught. In Luke chapter 20, at verse 35, it says that they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain the future age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now, listen to how he proves this. He says, now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And listen to this. He says it's proved at the bush. And he says that he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. What is our Lord saying here? How is it that God calling himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob somehow proves the resurrection from the dead? Well, think about this. As that bush was burning there, unconsumed, in the presence of that great fire, it spoke about the fact that God would dwell with those three men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the future. Although they were literally dead, to God, they were alive. All live unto him, Jesus says. Those three men and all those who have a like faith of those three men live unto God, whether they're alive or dead, because God will raise them from the dead. It's just like they're sleeping. Unto God, they are all living, just like that bush that burned with fire and was unconsumed. Not even death can consume those three men, or any who trust in those same covenants of promise and who become part of that seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so ultimately, this bush points forward to the resurrection to immortality, as Jesus teaches in Luke chapter 20. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next Monday for another episode on the Magnify Him Together podcast.